The Falcon continued through the barge tunnel. It wasn't long before they began to encounter boxy barge silhouettes moving in both directions. Undulating through the darkness, they ducked beneath all oncoming traffic and flew up and over the ones they were overtaking. Leia kept expecting the barge traffic to come to a standstill as the control center initiated a safety shutdown. But the operators were either panicking or not paying attention. A few tense minutes later, the Falcon finally shot out of the tunnel and entered the cluttered darkness beneath Fellowship Plaza. And Leia breathed a sigh of relief. After a series of evasive maneuvers designed to detect anyone trying to follow them, Leia ran through signal analysis to make sure the Chase X's had not tagged the Falcon with a tracking device. After that, she ran a powerful degaussing current through the outer hull, just to be certain she hadn't missed anything. Then she checked again for unauthorized transmissions, and finally she decided that the Falcon was indeed clean.
R2, bounce a burst message to Jedi Command, Leia ordered. Tell him we're en route and we need safe approach charts.
R2-D2 tweeted a response, and Han began to thread his way into the lowest levels of the Undercity. Just half a kilometer down, the structures were so crusted in Yorick coral that it was impossible to see the buildings themselves. Curtains of moss dangled hundreds of meters from ped bridges, and 10-meter stalks of fungi grew on balconies. Strange four-winged reptiles soared through the darkness, their claws clutching still-struggling rodents or limbs torn from decaying corpses. In many ways, it looked as though the Yuuzhan Vong had never left this part of the planet, and in some ways that was true. With its attention focused on rebuilding the rest of the galaxy and just keeping order for most of the last two decades, the Galactic Alliance had never had the political will to repair what the extragalactic invaders had done to Coruscant's hidden slums. R2-D2 chirped an alert, and then a map of the Undercity appeared on the co-pilot's display. They were closer to the rendezvous point than Leia had imagined, and it took only a few minutes to slip through the tangled labyrinth to a dark hollow in the Yorick coral. At first, she mistook the cavity for a cavern entrance, but when the Falcon's floodlights illuminated it, she saw that it was actually a hangar door painted matte black. Leia felt a welcoming brush in the Force, and she knew they were being watched by a group of Jedi sentries. She replied by reaching out in the Force herself, allowing them to sense her relief at having arrived. The door retracted into the wall. On the other side was a loading bay. It looked deserted, but Leia could sense several Jedi presences lurking in hiding places.
I don't know about this,
Han said, holding the Falcon outside the entrance.
Are you sure it's the right place?
Yes.
Leia and Jake both responded at the same time.
Dad,
Alana added,
the Jedi are at war. You don't expect them to post a sign, do you?
Don't be silly.
Han eased the Falcon across the threshold, raising a thick cloud of dust as they moved toward the birthing circles.
I'm just saying, would it have killed them to do some cleaning?
He shut down the cooling fans, then lowered the struts and quickly set the Falcon down near the back of the small chamber. Behind them, the doors closed with a muffled clang. By the time Leia and the others had unbuckled and traveled down the access corridor to the main cabin, their Jedi passengers had lowered the boarding ramp. They had arrayed themselves in a neat line and were awaiting the captain's permission to debark. Han rolled his eyes at their formality, then motioned for them to fall in behind him and led the way down the ramp. As soon as the Solo stepped foot on the floor of the loading bay, the entire rear wall began to rise. Beyond lay a much larger, brightly lit hangar that was bustling with combat support activity. Maintenance crews were reloading dozens of assault cars with ammunition and fuel, while repair droids swarmed their exterior, applying hasty battlefield patches. There were even medical droids on the floor, evaluating injuries and dressing minor wounds.